Heavenly Father, be present in this place. Open our hearts and our minds to hear you, to see you, and to feel your love. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, first, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
That's all I had. It's late, I know. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
That's more like it. Yeah, you see, you got me preaching today, not Father Albert. So in seminary, they tell us a Christian should always be ready to preach, to pray, or to die. And when your rector gets laryngitis the day of Christmas Eve, you got to find out which two of the three you're going to be doing. And so I think that's what's going to happen now. You know, it's been interesting being in seminary. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Michael Sadev. I was just ordained a deacon into the Episcopal Church. I grew up here in St. Benedict's, but I'm also a current seminarian at Virginia Theological Seminary. And it's interesting being a seminarian at this time of the Christmas year, because we live in this strange world of secular and religious, and you don't have to be a seminarian, but you certainly see the differences between Christianity a couple of years ago, 10 or 15, and the world today. I mean, you've noticed it. It's the emphasis on Christmas. It's about, you know, Black Friday. It's about how tall is my Christmas tree. It's about shopping. If you've ever been to Sawgrass Mall, you know why we need Jesus. Especially around this time of year. One of the most interesting things I found was after I got ordained, a couple of my friends came up to me and were talking, and they said, you know, it's the Christmas season, it's fun, it's really good that you're in the church. It's really good that there's someone to tell the Jesus part of the Christmas story. And now, isn't that interesting? The Jesus part of the Christmas story. It, like, shook me for a couple days, I'll be honest with you. And I think it's sort of this larger overall epidemic where we emphasize the wrong stories. We talk about the story of God. And it might be having to do with why some of you are here tonight. We make God into this person, this idea, this guy up on the cloud with a big long white beard, kind of like in The Simpsons, where if we don't go to church on Christmas, if we don't go on Easter, if we don't be nice to other people and get them good gifts, he's going to zap us. Or worse, we'll get a lump of coal in our stocking. Nobody wants that. It's this weird idea of who we've made God to be. This one that's vengeful and watching over us, and he knows when we're sleeping, and he knows when we're awake, and he knows if you've been bad or good. Really? Nobody? So good, be good for goodness sake? And maybe that's even why some of you are here tonight. And if that's true, I've got some good news for you. See, the story that you've heard, the story that's been told by the world of who God is and what this Christmas story is, isn't the one that we're telling here, not just on Christmas and Easter, but every Sunday. It's not the one that the world tells you, but it is the one that we've been telling for years and years that's been lost somehow, that's been de-emphasized and been transformed into this thing that is unhealthy, that is wrong, that is hurtful. And it started a long, long time ago. We read earlier the Gospel of John in the back there. We talked about Genesis, when the fall of man took place. Not, you know, the entire Adam and Eve story, but the story of which part that the world was made and then was transformed into something that it shouldn't be. And if you know, if you have a problem with that, you just look on the news. The world isn't what it should be. We're pain. We have sorrow. We have terrorist attacks. We have heartache, hurtfulness. This isn't what God designed it to be. And in the midst of that, we have to figure out sort of where we fall into this. Where is God in all of this? We want to live forever. We want to find things that heal that hurt inside of us, that natural hurt that's just a part of who we are. And we turn to things like money, to material items, to cars, to friends, to boys, to girls, to booze, to drugs, to whatever will make us feel whole. And we're searching for that. We're constantly looking and looking. And yet, for some reason, those things never fill us. Part of that hurt and brokenness of what the world is and not what it should be. God reveals himself to the Israelites throughout the Old Testament. He speaks to them and talks to them and says, follow this way, do this, speaking through Moses. And yet, each time, they turn away from him. They continuously look for that thing that's going to make them whole. That car, that money, that job. Just like we do today. And then God has to find a way to make this clear to us. God makes a choice for what to do with this world that is pain-filled, that is hurtful, that is broken. And that choice is to dwell among it. Not as a conqueror, not as a king, but as a tiny, vulnerable baby in Bethlehem. Well, let's examine that a little bit. This all-powerful, almighty God who could come into this world and say, this is mine, you are mine, chooses not to ride in on his white horse, not to come with fire and brimstone, but with a whimper and tears and a few goats laying around him in a manger in Bethlehem. And he does so so that you can find a way to either choose or choose not to be with him. He becomes just like us. He becomes the person who feels sorrow, who feels suffering, who feels pain, our pain, to know us. Even though it is us that denies him, rejects him, spits on him, and kills him. Wow. I mean, that's the Christmas story. How did we lose that? And he does it not just for Mother Teresa, not just for Father Albert, not just for the holy ones, but for Candy, for John, for Connie, for Pam, for Mr. Humphrey, for Richard, for you. He came for you. Is that not the most beautiful thing in the world? The God of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, could have done anything. And yet he chooses to dwell, to live, and to love you. And if you were the only person in the world to have ever existed, he would have done it all over again, just for you. That is our Christmas story.